off of Route M to Richardson Road. That will end at 4. Same story with 55 north and southbound US 61 to Route A. That also is scheduled to wrap at 4. A few other longer-term projects, but no delays and no accidents to worry about. Traffic brought to you by GNC. New year, new start. Start something that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy today. GNC, change starts here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin, Olympic 550 KTRS.
Courtesy of Kalmish & Sons, bringing you this weather. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with the overnight low near 13. Partly sunny tomorrow, high in the low 20s. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Overnight low near 8 above. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Then slight chance of snow later in the day. And the upper 20s for the high. Looking ahead to Martin Luther King Day, snow likely, 60% chance of that. 25 degrees for the estimated high. From the Window World Newsroom, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS Newsroom.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text MUCH to 42424, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text MUCH to 42424. Again, text MUCH to 42424.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Switch your Medicare Part D prescriptions to Walgreens and start saving today with copays as low as $0 on select plans with Tier 1 generics. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
It's the Friday edition of the Paul Harris Show, on the air everywhere, on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. Thank you very much for listening. Max is here in the studio with me today. Hi, Max. How are you?
Hello there, Paul Harris. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. And Tim is in the traffic center. Hi, Tim. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Paul. I'm doing excellent.
I'm happy to be any place indoors that's warm. Because, holy cow, is it cold outside this afternoon. And that wind doesn't do us any favors, does it?
It bites you.
Yeah, sure does. Coming up on the show today, Max and I have three big movies to review for you today that were already up for awards consideration because they played in New York and Los Angeles before the end of 2017. But in St. Louis, we're only getting them today. They are The Post with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, I, Tanya, with Margot Robbie as Tanya Harding, and The Commuter with Liam Neeson. So we're going to get to all of those. And by the way, when we talk about I, Tanya, I've also got to talk about last night's two-hour ABC promo fest for that movie and interview with Tanya and all the rest of that stuff.
A promo fest?
Well, that's essentially what it was. They spent 2 hours pretending like they were doing a news story when they were actually just promoting this movie that is out in most theaters this weekend.
Do they have any I'll tell you cash later. To make for this?
I'll tell you later on.
Okay.
We'll get into it in the 4 o'clock hour. Later on in this, the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to invite Dan Pink back to the show. Dan's been a guest several times over the years and has a new book out called When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. And my first question for him is, are you sure this is the right time to come out with a new book, Dan? So he'll be on today. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, of course, the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the News. And everybody who plays the Harris Challenge today is going to get tickets to the new Daniel Day-Lewis movie from Paul Thomas Anderson. What is it called? Precious Thread?
The Phantom Thread.
The Phantom Thread. Thank you very much for the correction.
I think it's a sequel to Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Oh, is that right?
I think so, right?
Well, if it were, you'd be really, really excited about it. So Phantom Thread tickets for everybody who plays the challenge right after the 5 o'clock news today. Now, to start things off today, Tim, you and I have been in the radio business a long, long time.
Correct.
Have you ever heard a story like this one? I'm a fan of the TV show The Prophet, which I talked about last week. Marcus Lemonis is the host of it. He goes in and buys into small businesses and works with this mom-and-pop operation wherever it may be, and whether it's they're selling cookies or soap or jeans or whatever it is, he goes in. They called him because they need help. Sometimes they're on the verge of bankruptcy. Sometimes they're making money, but not that much. And they need a real professional businessman to come in and give them advice. And he does, on the condition that he gets the control of the company. And they go forward. And some of the companies do well, and some of them don't do well. Only the ones that do well get updates on The Prophet, but as you'd expect, just like on Shark Tank, they rarely go back and say, well, here's one that Kevin O'Leary invested in, and it went in the toilet, and he lost $18 million. They don't do that. So I was talking last week about how great these recent Prophet shows have been that were not about that. He did one about the crisis in Puerto Rico after the hurricanes hit there. That was wonderful. And he talked about the lack of response by the U.S. government to these American citizens in desperate need now months after the hurricanes hit. And then the following week, he did a story from Humboldt County, California, which is marijuana country. People have been growing weed there for a long, long time, and it just became legal there at the beginning of the year. And so he went and did a documentary about that, and those were both good. This week, he went back to his regular format, which was about going into local businesses that have contacted him through the production and have asked for help. And the one he went to talk to was a company called Rajus Outdoors. Two guys, Ray and Justin. And it's really Justin that started the business. I don't know why it's not just Ray, since he seems to be the one behind the company who is doing well. But the company is, they make sports apparel, mostly T-shirts with logos on them for various organizations and a lot of one-offs, which seems like a bad business model for the T-shirt business. Somebody comes in and you help them design it, then you make one shirt for them, and that's the whole bit. You're not going to make a profit that way, as these knuckleheads proved. So Marcus goes in to visit them, and he can't believe what he sees there. First of all, there is a literal sweatshop where about a half a dozen women are working in the back, cutting and sewing these designs and these shirts, and it is incredibly hot in there. Meanwhile, Ray and Justin are on the other side of a wall behind a door in air-conditioned splendor in their offices and in their cubicles. And the women have to have portable fans in there, which just really pushes the hot air around. It's obvious that these guys are treating their employees like garbage. Not only that, they only work Monday through Thursday. The women are there on Friday, but the guys go fishing every Friday. And so you could see the look on Marcus's face as he's walking through there and finding out about some of this stuff, that this does not look like the kind of company he wants to invest in, and that these guys are losers, and this company, which is not making payroll, is likely not going to make it to the end of the month, let alone the rest of the year. And then he sits down and he talks to these guys, and it turns out that Ray, the first half of Rajus, says, Marcus asks, how do you guys support yourself if you're not making payroll? You're not taking any money out of the company. And Justin says, no, I'm not. And Ray says, well, I have another job. What's that? I'm on the radio. Oh, really? And so they talk about that for a little while, and he tells Marcus that he has a radio gig where he acts like a sexist, egotistical, racist pig on the air. And Marcus says, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, that's this character I play on the air. That's not really me. But then he says, and I'm quoting him now, I'm going to say what every other man wants to say that doesn't have the balls to do it, unquote. Now, remember, he's on national TV when he says this.
Mm.
Later on, Ray, his last name is Odom, Ray Odom said, "What I said got taken out of context completely." Really? It looked like they pointed the camera at you and gave you a chance to explain yourself, and you dug yourself a bigger hole.
Looks like it was in perfect context.
What context can we put that into where you say you're a sexist, egotistical, racist pig on the radio, saying what every other man wants to say that doesn't have the balls to do it? What possible... As I said, Tim, you've been in the radio business as long as I have. What's the positive context of that?
Yeah, really, there is none.
Well,
I meant in it a good way.
Marcus said, according to CNBC, that he knew Ray had a side job and thought it might be a distraction, which is, you know, if you're going into business with somebody, you want that business to be their full-time job. You don't want him doing this as a side thing. He said, I knew he had this side job, but I didn't realize that the focus of it was to demonize minorities and degrade women. And so on the show, he told these two people, look, I'm a big believer that you are who you do business with, and so the fact that you think I would do business with you because you do that, whether it's your personality or not, I just can't. And he got up and left.
Wow.
And that was 20 minutes into the hour.
That's great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Good for him. Now, here's the radio side of this. Before that show aired, CNBC was running promos for this episode of The Prophet. And apparently, I didn't see them, but the promos must have included this little tidbit about this idiot Ray. And the people at his radio station, WRXQ, Coal City, Illinois, which is one of those little towns you pass on 55 when you're on your way to Chicago, the ownership of that radio station, Alpha Media, fired him just based on the promos before the show even aired. Talk about out of context. And this is the statement they gave to a local newspaper up there. DJ Ray Odom, known as Crazy Ray on WRXQ.
Why? But he's Crazy Ray.
Yeah, that was his name on the air. Took part in a national television program. We do not condone the views he expressed in the program. The feelings portrayed are that of his own and not of Alpha Media or Q-Rock. I guess that's what they call a radio station. After an internal review, we have decided to cut ties. No further information is available at this time, unquote. Now, once again, I will turn to radio veteran Tim Weiland to dissect that statement for us. What are they saying there, Tim?
I you know what? go ahead. You got to go with that. I kind of lost a little bit here.
When the radio stations say, we do not condone the views he expressed on the national television program. The feelings portrayed are that of his own and not of Alpha Media or Q-Rock.
I don't know. Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, they say they had to conduct an internal review. What kind of internal review was it? Does no one at that radio station know what this guy does on the air?
Yeah, dude. I wonder that about other stations, too. Do you actually listen to your station and hear what's going on?
I think the answer here has to be no.
No,
I
right.
mean, if this guy's proudly proclaiming on a national TV show, I act like a sexist, egotistical, racist pig on the radio, unquote, then that is what he's doing.
And I imagine that was his job. I think that, I mean, you don't just come up with that character on your own. I mean, management has to realize that's what you're doing.
And they must like it and encourage it.
And you must get sponsorships and you must have good ratings. I mean, this was
I don't know if he has good ratings or not. Coal City, Illinois probably doesn't have ratings.
But I can't imagine this was something he was doing under the radar.
Correct.
It's a little hard to be under the radar when you're on the air.
Correct. You know, the things that we say into these microphones in this room, other people can hear them outside this room, outside this building. Now, there have been times when I thought to myself, does management actually listen to my show? But I know that for the 40 years I've been in this business, people pretty much have an idea what Paul Harris does on the radio. Are you telling me that Alpha Media had no idea what Crazy Ray was doing on the air?
It's right there in his name.
Right.
He's not selling electronics. Come on down to Crazy Ray's. We're giving it away. No, he was their nighttime DJ. I don't know if he was doing like a 7 midnight show or whether he was on overnights or whatever it was. But that's who they had on the air. Probably endangering their license without them knowing it. But that's a whole other question.
Right.
He's trying to be the outrageous guy because he's heard that there are very rich, successful people who have made their way into the radio business that way. Not working so well for Ray. He's in Coal City, Illinois. Not exactly the number one market in the country. In fact, I'm sure it doesn't even have a number next to it when you list the number of radio markets we have in America. Now, maybe I'm completely wrong about this guy, but I'm betting I'm not.
Really?
What other radio station would ever hire this guy? And now he says, this got taken out of context, and now I don't have a radio job over it. Plus the fact, Ray, that the business has been shown to be completely out of business, essentially, on this national TV show where you were an idiot. Now, what about his partner, Justin, who on that show said, I don't condone any racist or sexist stuff. You didn't know what your business partner did for a living outside your building? Come on. That's a bunch of BS.
I don't know if you've ever met anybody who's worked in radio. It comes up in conversation.
Yeah. And by the way, you think Justin ever said to Ray, what do you do with your spare time? Well, I have a radio show. Oh, well, I'll never listen to that to find out what you do. I'm not interested in hearing how you sound on the radio introducing an old, I don't know, AC/DC song. Of course he knew what he was doing. And by the way, opted to remain friends with him and business partners with him. And then allow Marcus Lemonis to come in there with cameras. And did you think he wasn't going to find out about this? But again, let's go back to the radio company, Alpha Media. I wonder, well, I don't know if they're a privately owned company or a publicly owned company. If they're publicly owned, I would hope that their shareholders were on the phone to management of that company the next day saying, you fired him for the TV thing, but not for the radio thing?
Right. Morals clause.
You allowed him to and probably encouraged him to go on the air. And by the way, you can encourage somebody to continue to do things on the air simply by not discouraging them. If somebody's doing something on the air that is on the edge or well over the line and management doesn't rein them in, what message do you think that person gets? They like it. They want me to do it more. But now the company, this is, you know, one of those Claude Rains in Casablanca moments. I'm shocked to find out that gambling is going on in this casino. Same thing. We did not know until we saw on the national television show that this disc jockey on our radio station was doing racist and sexist material on the air.
Wait a minute. We have a radio station?
Right.
Oh, gosh. I love this business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get out of it pretty soon. I got to take a break. We'll come back with more of the Paul Harris Show, unless management says otherwise, right after this.
Is your heating or air conditioning not running properly? Call the company that thousands of St. Louisans have relied on since 1950. Call my friends at Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110 or GelmischandSons.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield. We cover major components of air conditioners plus 20 other home systems and appliances like electrical systems, plumbing, refrigerators, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. That's 1-800-700-1134.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Suburban Leisure Center presents a hysterical...
Historical!
Sorry, historical moment. At the dawn of time, humans took a giant leap forward when cavemen discovered combustion.
Ooh, ooh, what is this? I think I will call it fire. That's it, fire.
Since then came campfires, pot-bellied stoves, then central heat. But we've never lost the warm feelings that flames in a fireplace can bring.
Sweetie, let's build a fire and snuggle.
But wood fires are messy, with ashes to clean up.
You're making a mess.
And you can't turn it off when you want to. You need gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Wish we had gas logs.
They look like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to constantly buy more, and they don't leave a mess.
Wish we had gas logs.
Take the hint and head to Suburban Leisure Center for tremendous savings on gas logs. This hysterical...
It's historical, idiot!
Sorry. Historical moment was brought to you by Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
What's with the for sale sign?
There's a problem with Bill's work, and we're afraid we won't be able to make the payment.
What happened?
Legislators are considering changing the state's prevailing wage law.
What's that?
It's like a minimum wage for skilled construction workers.
Why the change?
They want you to believe that it will drive the cost of construction down when labor only accounts for as little as 20% of the total cost.
What can I do?
Call your legislator and tell them to stop the attack on hardworking Missourians and leave the state prevailing wage alone.
This message brought to you by Lisette.
Don't just resolve to lose weight. Do it with Slim Bands. In a clinical study, Slim Bands users lost 6 times the weight and 3 times the inches around their problem areas. The waist and hips. 6 times the weight and 3 times the inches. Claim your complimentary 14-day supply of Slim Bands while supplies last.
Go to startslimbands.com or call 1-800-514-1964. 800-514-1964. The clinical study lasted 16 weeks and both the Slim Bands and placebo users followed the Slim Bands diet and exercise plan.
The year 1981. People were getting physical with Olivia. Charles wed Diana. Luke married Laura. MTV first aired. The first space shuttle was launched. And the first Stefanina's restaurant opened in O'Fallon, Missouri, with incredible pizzas, pastas, and salads created by Steph herself. Stefanina's has become a family tradition, still serving your favorite dishes in not one, but 6 locations, including their newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Check out their website at steffspizza.com for locations, menus, and special events. For lunch or dinner, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, Stefanina's is sure to satisfy your entire family. Now with 6 locations, including the newest Stefanina's Express on Winghaven in the Lakeside Shops in O'Fallon. Since 1981, great food at prices a family can afford. It's Stefanina's.
This is the Paul Harris Show on the Big 550 KTRS, where neither I nor Max nor Tim owns any Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies, correct?
No, I do not.
No. That's why this is my favorite headline of the week. And I know we have a lot of things that made really, really big news. And I'm telling you this because you may not have seen this one. But this is the one that when I saw it, I said, perfect. Headline of the week. Here it is. Miami Bitcoin Conference. No longer accepting Bitcoin payment.
That's great.
They decided that the $1,000 tickets they were selling wouldn't work out after the transaction fees and processing times associated with the, quote, volatile cryptocurrency, unquote, Bitcoin. That's in the news story I'm reading to you.
Could I ask you guys something?
Yes.
You guys are much more tech savvy than me.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of the Bitcoin? I don't understand. Oh, like I've heard Josh talk about. I think Josh has a couple or something.
A fraction of one.
The point would be to have a currency that's not bound to any bank or government. So it's basically like on the dark web, you could trade among your pals, and it's worth whatever you all agree that it's worth. It's a sort of like a digital bartering almost.
Yeah, but it's not just on the dark web now. It's all over the place.
But it started off as sort of this smaller thing, and now it's just exploded.
And here's how you knew it was going to start being ridiculous after a while, when the general public and Wall Street started making markets in it. And now you can bet on Bitcoin futures and all of that sort of stuff. And that's when the supposedly underground thing went above ground and exploded. And it still is very valuable. I mean, it's worth like $14,000, $15,000 now when it was originally like $3. So it's gone up tremendously. But when you have people who are having a conference about your cryptocurrency and they will not accept your cryptocurrency because it's too volatile, this news story says it's a bad look for a conference meant to promote the future of cryptocurrencies. You think?
Yeah, really. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this, that of the Bitcoin, and then where, how does the real currency transaction come in?
There isn't any real currency. It's almost like if you get direct deposit at your job and you look on your bank account and you have numbers in front of you, you don't have any of that money physically. You never did.
Well, you never have any of the money physically that's in your bank account, but it's being transferred through the digital space.
My point is, if you use your debit card, you don't have any physical money.
Correct.
I mean, so cryptocurrency is the same way. You never have any paper bills or actual coins.
To give you an idea how insane this whole cryptocurrency world is, I talked a couple of weeks ago about the Long Island Iced Tea Company,
right,
which changed its name to Long Blockchain and watched its stock quadruple in one day because blockchain is the computer terminology for the basis of all these cryptocurrencies. And this week, Kodak, which I didn't even know was still in business because there's no film. And apparently Kodak still makes cameras. Their stock a couple of days ago was $3.10 a share. Then they introduced something called Kodak Coins, which is their own in-house blockchain-based cryptocurrency. And the next day, it tripled in value to $10 a share from $3.10.
Wow.
Wow.
Because people are crazy.
We need our own blockchain.
I'm changing my name.
We need an insider.
I'm changing Tim's name to Tim Blockchain Weiland.
Don't tell Tori that. She'll call me a blockhead.
That's just how you become more valuable, but only day until people go, does he really know what he's talking about? No. And then it goes right back down to normal. What do they sell at that blockchain company? They sell iced tea and other beverages. Oh, that's not cryptocurrency. Are people trading iced tea now? No. Okay. Even Long Island iced tea? Well, at happy hour, we have 2-for-1s on Long Island iced teas, but that's not the kind of cryptocurrency you're talking about right now. Amazon even has a thing called Amazon Coins.
Now, that's one I might actually get into.
Why?
Everything Jeff Bezos touches turns to gold.
Yeah, how about the Fire Phone?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about the Fire Phone. I thought about getting a Fire Phone.
Yeah.
I didn't, thankfully.
Maybe you could say, hey, Bill Gates knows what he's doing and go out and buy a couple of Zooms.
Yeah.
I got a break again. When we come back, Dan Pink will be here to talk about his new book about timing. It's called When. When? Right after this.
Meep, meep.
All right, I'm just now getting word that there's an accident on southbound Highway 55 just before Bayless, but I'm watching some of the emergency vehicles, and actually they're turning around and heading back northbound, so just be aware as you go through. I don't see anything southbound. Everything else is running well. I don't see any other delays. There was an incident that was out by Forest Dell that they just cleared, so traffic is thinned out there. No delays going to the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40, just a little bit off pace around the Tam overpass. This traffic report is brought to you by GNC. New year, new start. Start something that really works. Top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off at GNC. Start something healthy today. GNC. Change starts here. That's a look at traffic. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
This is John Shea of the Inside Out Show. Nearly all of us have appliances that break down. A washing machine, a dryer, refrigerator, ice maker, microwave, or a stove. Who can you call for quick, reliable service and maintenance at a reasonable price? Who is the standard in service? I'd like to suggest the good folks at Stainless Appliance Repair. They've been in business since 1958, providing award-winning service for manufacturers such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Asco, Maytag, Jennair, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Bosch, Thermador, Daycare, and True. St. Louis Appliance Repair Technicians are factory certified professionals who care for your home while fixing those broken appliances. Chances are, if you're hearing this commercial, St. Louis Appliance Repair Service is in your area. They are locally owned, family operated. Give St. Louis Appliance Repair a call, 636-349-5588. That's 636-349-5588 or stlappliancerepair.com.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And of course, you know, I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time ABC or BOC certified orthosis prosthetists for our local veterans. Applicants will not have call and have regular business hours with a focus on high-quality patient care. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Honor our veterans and please call me at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Have you ever thrown out 23 rolls of toilet paper after taking out one roll? Of course not. Of course not. But many retailers do exactly that with a little bit of everything. At Club Store Outlet, they purchase that little bit of everything and sell it at 30 to 70% off their retail prices. They're full of brands you already know and love. Located off Manchester Road in Warson Woods, between Miss Sherry's and Pet Supplies Plus, they are in the rear of the shopping center.
They are in the rear with the gear.
That's Club Store Outlet. Look them up on Facebook.
It's the Paul Harris Show on the Big 550 KTRS, waiting on our guest, Dan Pink, to join me in a couple of minutes.
Wait a minute, do you mean he doesn't have the time right?
I think it's funny that he wrote a book about the scientific secrets of perfect timing. And there may be a time zone thing. I don't know. Nonetheless, I'll talk about something else for a few minutes. The Consumer Electronics Show has been going on in Las Vegas all this week, and I've been seeing coverage on both the Yahoo Tech site and also Kim Komando's website. Kim has a few things on there that are amazing that are out this year. Now, when they have something at CES, it doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to be available to you and me, the great American consumer. Sometimes it's just prototypes that companies are trying to put out there to see if they have any positive reaction, or things that they say that they're working on that somewhere along the way they may end up dropping. But here are a couple of things that they were talking about at the exhibits at CES this week. There's a company called Kohler who have been known for their kitchen and bathroom accessories for quite a while. You can now get an app that lets you control your bathroom faucet from your phone. Why would I need to turn the water on with my phone? If I'm at the sink, can't I just turn the faucet and water comes out?
And you wouldn't need to turn it off, because you're not going to leave it running and then leave and then go,
well,
oh,
no,
wait
I guess
a minute.
You, I guess you could turn it off with your phone, too. Am I missing something here?
No. No.
You can also control your bathroom mirror, which never needs to be controlled in my house.
No. I've never controlled my mirror.
No. I have a wife. She controls a different mirror in the bathroom. But, again, you don't need an app for that. Kohler Connect also will let you command your shower. Why would I?
From your phone? You shouldn't have your phone in the shower.
What am I supposed to get? I get up in the morning. I get up. I put my feet down on the floor, but I'm still sitting on the bed. I pick up my phone.
I
look on there. Let me see. Before I check my email, let's turn the shower on so it can get warm. And then I'll check my email and I'll get in there. This sounds to me like a device designed to waste water. Because why else would you turn it on ahead of time?
Maybe if you have a teenager who spends too much time in the bathroom, you can just shut off the water.
Kohler says the good thing about these apps are they will tell you if the plumbing is leaking.
Yeah. Then why don't they just make an app that lets you know the plumbing's leaking
exactly.
when they put all this other stuff into it?
Exactly. You know what else will tell you that the plumbing is leaking? When your wall gets soft.
Right.
I speak from experience here. We've had to drywall two bathrooms because of internal leaks in our house. Water can cause a lot of damage, but I'm not sure by the time my app finds out about it, I'm going to be able to do anything less.
Boy, the worst thing about having your phone stolen now is your shower just comes on and off no matter what.
How annoying would that be? Yeah. You lose your phone. Yeah. The next day you try to take a shower, and the idiot who has your phone is turning out the cold water.
On and off, on and off.
You're trying to take a nice warm shower.
Curse you.
All right, here's another one. The Colibri Magic AR toothbrush. AR stands for augmented reality.
Yes, augmented reality is pretty cool.
Which is a big thing. Mm. And, of course, as always with new technologies, porn is leading the way in both virtual and augmented reality.
I actually was not aware of that. I'm going to have to...
The Colibri Magic AR toothbrush is an interactive toothbrush. Which works with an app featuring a variety of different themes from pirates to princesses that rewards your kids for brushing in the right places for the proper amount of time.
I'm all for it. We have a toothbrush for Oscar right now.
How old is he?
He's six.
Okay.
And he has a Star Wars toothbrush that when you press it, it makes different noises and it has quotes from the movie. And he knows he can't stop brushing until all the quotes are done. And it sort of kind of times you for, you know, the minute and a half or whatever you're supposed to brush. So augmented reality would be great.
If only you had an app to hook up to that phone. And then there's one I mentioned when I had David Polg on the show on Monday afternoon. He was about to go to CES to cover it for Yahoo Tech. I told him to watch out for this one. It's a suitcase that drives itself. It's a carry-on suitcase, but when you're in the airport... It will follow you with its own battery and its own motor, so you don't have to pull it. Now, that would seem very silly if you were just an individual person and you're only carrying your one carry-on bag and maybe a briefcase or a backpack. But imagine yourself being a family going to Disney World with two young kids. And you got to carry the car seat, you got to carry the stroller, you got to carry this kid. The other kid is old enough to maybe walk, but they're tired and they're whiny, and so you have to pick them up too. And now you got to carry all that sort of stuff. In those circumstances, wouldn't it be great to have a suitcase that drives itself that you don't have to? I think this is going to be a big seller. Not right at the beginning. It's $1,000. But all new technology is expensive at the beginning, and eventually it'll come down in price.
Hope it's got better batteries than the hoverboard. I don't know what that was, because you're getting a lot of stuff burned up.
Yeah. Honey, where's our luggage? Did the airline lose our luggage? No, we lost it somewhere in the terminal. we think it took a right over to the Cinnabon. We're not exactly sure where that went. All right, Dan Pink is back on the show with me today. Dan has written 7 books, including Drive and To Sell as Human and A Whole New Mind. He was on with me about 3 years ago to promote a TV series he did called Crowd Control, which I was disappointed when it didn't get picked up for a longer run. Now he's back with a new book called When, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. He's going to be in St. Louis next Wednesday to do a book signing and talk about the book at the St. Louis County Library headquarters branch. And he's here today. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Paul. Good to be back.
You know the irony of us trying to connect with you and missing you when your book is all about timing.
Indeed, although I should have wrote a book about dodgy phone lines in hotels, although I'm not sure that would be a big seller. That could get canceled as fast as my TV series.
Yeah, when we had to call through the hotel operator, I actually thought to myself, this is trouble. Nobody pays. When I go into a hotel room, I unplug the hotel phone because I have a phone.
Exactly. I think the hotel phone is a relic. It will quickly be displaced by those self-propelled suitcases.
Probably, yeah. And then the other question I've got to ask you is, did you consult with scientists to find out if this is the correct time to publish your book?
Interesting you say that. We actually did factor in timing in publishing this book, figuring that the second week of the year, we get the new year, but not out of the crush of diet books. What we didn't anticipate is having another nonfiction book coming out the same week that the White House tried to shut down.
Yeah. You can't get President Trump to denounce you in your book to boost sales?
I've tried for years to have Donald Trump denounce me, but to no avail.
Now, let's take a step back here. Are there actually scientists who are studying timing?
Oh, my gosh. There are many, many of them across many fields. So you have different aspects of timing. So you have people who, like chronobiologists, who study the science of our daily rhythms. But then you have anthropologists, economists, social psychologists, cognitive scientists, sociologists, endocrinologists, anesthesiologists, who are doing some really interesting research about the when decisions we make in our life, finding that when we do stuff has a huge effect on how well we do, how much we learn, what happens to our health, even what happens in the course of our life. So there's some incredible research out there.
Now, one of the wins in the book that interests me is if you're going to go in for surgery, whether emergency or elective, you should try to have that surgery done first thing in the morning. Why?
Oh, my Lord. Well, you shouldn't have it. You shouldn't have, if it's emergency surgery, just get it done.
Yes.
But if you have a say, don't go in general, if you have a say, do not go into a hospital or go to an important doctor's appointment in the afternoon. There's some alarming data from a whole range of different sources that show, among the, several things. One, anesthesia errors are four times more likely at 3 p.m. than at 9 a.m. Endoscopists in doing colonoscopies find one half as many polyps in afternoon exams as they do in morning exams with the same population.
Yeah.
Nurses far less likely to in hospitals to wash their hands in the afternoon than in the morning. Doctors much more likely to prescribe unnecessary antibiotics in the afternoon. Over and over it goes. I mean personally, I don't let anybody in my family do an important medical appointment or go to the hospital in the afternoon.
I think one important lesson we've learned here is the only thing better in the afternoon is radio. Well, at least this show.
Exactly. They should be home listening to the Paul, or anywhere in their car, listening to the Paul Harris show.
Yeah, thank you for the plug. I read another article this week that says that there are more and more school districts who are finally saying, okay, we'll start high school later in the day. What's the research on that?
Oh, the research on that, Paul, is overwhelming. Just to give a quick background on the science, people have different what are called chronotypes, sort of when they wake up in the morning, when they go to sleep, and we human beings undergo a significant change between about the ages of 14 and 24. We become much more owly, much more like night owls, much more toward later chronotypes. And it's so bad that the American Academy of Pediatricians, and I want you to think about, that's a little bit of a bloodless name, so think of all of America's pediatricians linking arms, issuing a policy statement saying to America's school districts, please, 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 do not start school for teenagers before 8:30 in the morning. What you see is higher incidences of depression. The Centers for Disease Control has research on this. Higher incidence of depression, more obesity, more teen accidents, lower academic performance, more dropouts, lower standardized test scores. It's really incredible. So a couple of years ago, the Pediatricians of America said, stop the madness. And yet, the average school start time for teenagers in America is 8:03. So we're not quite there. But in the districts that have done this are reversing basically all of those trends. Less depression, less obesity, higher graduation rates, higher scores, fewer traffic accidents, and it also turns out to be one of the most cost-effective things that school districts can do to improve education outcomes.
Very interesting, but don't the kids just stay up later and get the same amount of sleep?
Not necessarily. What's happening right now is that they're staying up late and getting up too early. I mean, I don't, when people fall asleep is largely subject to their biological rhythms. And the fact of the matter with teenagers, and listen, I got a 15-year-old son, all right?
Yep.
So I'm seeing this change in chronotype take place before my eyes. And they're just, people that age just don't fall asleep that, you know, as early as we want them to fall asleep. So if you give them just another hour of sleep at the back end of that, it can make a world of difference. And you know, these later starting times you're talking about, we're not starting, you know, school at 2 in the afternoon. We're talking about moving it to like 9 or 9:15. And even that small increment, 45 minutes, an hour later, makes a huge difference. To me, this is like as much of a no-brainer as anything in the book.
Is part of that because now not only do they get to sleep a little bit later, but they also get a chance to have breakfast without having to rush out at the last minute to get on the bus or to get in their friend's car and get to school? And is it true, as we've always heard our entire lives, that breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
You know what? I'd much rather have my son get an extra hour of sleep than insist that he eats breakfast. You know, I believe it or not, I write about the research on breakfast. And the question, the science on whether you should eat breakfast is a definitive maybe. A lot of the research on the importance of breakfast, I don't want to have a series of clicks across St. Louis as people turn it off your show while I'm talking about methodology, but they're what are called observational studies. So what they see is they see, oh, healthy people eat breakfast, and therefore, if healthy people are eating breakfast, you can't assume that the breakfast is causing them to be healthy. It just could be that healthy people happen to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And what's worse is that some of these studies are funded by cereal companies. So there isn't evidence saying breakfast is a waste, it's harmful, not at all. But it's not nearly as robust as that slogan would have you believe. What is interesting is there's a new research showing that lunch is more important than we think. That lunch and breaks, especially in the afternoon, have enormous restorative power. And in fact, some of the parade of horrors on healthcare that I mentioned earlier, one way that hospitals and medical offices have mitigated that is through more and better breaks.
Giving somebody 10, 15, 20 minutes in right around this time of the day?
That's all it takes in many cases. And we know certain kinds of breaks are more valuable. So I'll give you an example of that study of nurses and the drop in hand washing in the afternoon. What helped arrest that was simply giving the nurses more breaks, in particular social breaks. What we know about breaks is that, first of all, we don't take them seriously enough. But there's certain kinds. We know the design principles, at least, of breaks. Social is better than solo. So you're better off doing with someone if you can choose that person, even for introverts. We know that walking, moving is better than being stationary. It's amazing research on being in nature as a restorative. And we know that being fully detached, not having your phone, your nose in your Instagram feed while you're taking a break, is better than being semi-detached. So even something as simple as, take a 15-minute walk break twice in the afternoon with someone you like, talking about something other than work, that can have a huge effect on mitigating some of this big drop we experience in the afternoon.
Certainly better for you than the smoke break. Now, I have to ask you one other thing from the book before we go here, Dan, because I flipped to this page and I said, oh, I got to get Dan to talk about this. And it means I get to ask you a question I've never asked another guest in my life.
Oh, I can't wait.
What is a dabawala?
A dabawala. Okay, this is actually really cool. In India, particularly in Mumbai, India, these are guys who take up lunches that are homemade at people's apartments. So they're people's spouses, or in some parts of India, even middle class, upper middle class people have cooks. They will these men will pick up these lunches. Home-cooked lunches, arrayed in what are called tiffin, these metal containers, pick them up at people's apartments, and then deliver them to their loved ones 20 miles away in downtown Mumbai, deliver them to their desk, and then come back later, pick up the empties, and then re-deliver these containers back to people's houses. They make 200,000 deliveries every single day.
Wow.
Without error, and not using any technology. They're not using GPS. They're not using UPC codes. Their error rate is so low that FedEx and UPS have gone out to study them. There's a Harvard Business School case study about these fellows. And I write about it because they are so expert at synchronizing with other people. One of the things that we do is we move in time with other people. How do we do that effectively? And these guys are just extraordinary at how they do that.
To read the whole story about that and many other things, pick up Dan Pink's book, When: The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. He'll be in St. Louis talking about it next Wednesday, the 17th, at the St. Louis County Library headquarters branch. And Dan, my brother Seth sends his best to you.
I'm a big fan of both Harris brothers. I always have been.
Thank you. It's a pleasure having you back on the show today. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
We are running a bit slow on eastbound Highway 270, right at Lindbergh and again at New Florissant. On westbound 4064, it's heavy from Hampton through McCausland. A little bit slow, spady through Ballas. It's mostly in the right lane. And southbound 270, just a little slow as you approach Olive down through Ladue. And this report is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is simple, so you can understand the details and be sure you're getting the right mortgage. Visit RocketMortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states, equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030. That is a look at traffic. I'm Tim Weiland from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Everybody loves a family dentist. That's why you'll love Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen is a family-run dentistry, and it was run by his father, and he has now taken over the practice. It's in Florissant on Dunn Road. You would not believe how many people drive to Florissant just to go see Dr. Velvet Hands. That's what I call him because, well, he's got velvet hands, and he has that personal touch, which makes going to him such a pleasure. So whether it's the grandparents needing some implant dentures or some dental implants, or maybe the kids need a teeth cleaning, whatever it may be, Bowen Dental Care in Florissant is the place to go. For a fraction of the cost some of the corporate dentists will charge you, Dr. Bowen will take care of all of your family needs. So if you're looking at implant dentures or dental implants, whatever it may be, B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com on Florissant in Dunn Road. Make an appointment. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. Or BowenDentalCare.com.
Are you ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but the flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
It's about investing you and your money to create a good life. Tune in Sundays at 2 p.m. for Investing for Life, a financial show that's as much about you as it is about your money.
Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the U.S. Of course, I'm talking about Mama's on the Hill. You want toasted ravioli? Now they have it in the restaurant, and you can order it by the pound. So you can take home your oven-ready toasted ravioli and enjoy it at your house. Graduation season is upon us. Looking for a place to hold a celebration? Mama's can hold your party up to 100, and if your group is bigger, they'll cater it anywhere in St. Louis. Mamasonthehill.com, 314-776-3100, or mamasonthehill.com.
The Big 550, KTRS.